Let's turn one wish off.
Turn one wish
it's
off.
It's my song. Oh, sorry.
Ah, man. So, if you're just tuning in or you're just joining us, Ray J called this morning to talk about what happened. Mm-hmm. Now, we tried to put him live on the air.
But let's be clear. We were talking about this fight between Fab and Ray J all morning.
Right.
Because I got a little tip about it.
Right.
Last night as I was leaving Jersey Girls.
Right.
I got home. Somebody hit me about it. And then all morning long, people were tweeting about it. So, we started talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
One of Ray J's people, Billy J, hit me up and said, Ray J want to talk to y'all right now.
You ready? Let's just go right into it.
Let's get right into it.
Here we go.
Yo, Charlamagne.
What up, my G?
Envy, what up?
What up, Ray J? What happened, man? What the hell went on?
When you want to disrespect me and the money team, and we got 7 Rolls Royces outside, and we just made 350 racks on the... Don't disrespect me. I'm going to smack you up again, fool. Ray J got beat up. I shot that in the face, my...
So you punched Fab in the face?
One time. Hey, all I'm saying is if you got Fab number, tell that to send a picture of his face right now.
Wow.
Okay, Ray J, let me ask you. So this is what happened. You didn't like what he was saying on Twitter, like making jokes?
No, I was like, look, don't disrespect me and Floyd like that. I play piano every day. So if you think I just came over there and sang a song, you got me twisted. I'm always over there.
So you went up to him at the after party.
I'm with the
what
money
happened?
Team right now. I swear to God, he running from me right now. I had 100 fools outside of Moon right now. He never left the club. He was scared up in there. He tried to call the police.
So when you hit him, what did he do, Ray?
Nothing. He fell back because he's a sucker.
Okay, now Ray J, let me ask you. So he didn't hit you back.
Look, check this out. Shout out to my big bro Diddy because he tried to really be like, look, they was just going in on you, and you know it was all fun and games. Shout out to Kevin Hart because you know he a comedian, but Fab ain't no comedian. My homie saved his life when he was in L.A. So how dare you even speak disrespectful to me? So when I seen him, I was with Floyd and 50, and he tried to say, don't touch me, and I touched that.
Did 50 instigate the fight?
Listen, I got detained tonight, kicked out of the Palm Hotel, police arrested me, handcuffed. Listen, I said, look, unhandcuff me and let me hop in my ghost and get up out of here.
Now, Ray J, did Fab at all his people, or did he hit you at all?
Nah, look, my team don't play. If you come to L.A. and you know who runs the West Coast, if you disrespect me, don't come to the West Coast. So he in Las Vegas, and he tried to disrespect me. Listen, you call that fool right now. We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is because he know my big homies is on his bumper. So he going to apologize on the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, Envy, listen, mm-hmm. You know y'all my dudes, right?
Right, yeah.
I'm going to make sure he call up to the Breakfast Club and apologize for his actions. Because I'm not playing, man. I think I sing songs and run around here and do dances. I don't play that, man.
You're not Omarion.
For real, Ray, don't go to jail. Nothing ain't worth going to jail,
no,
man.
I know. And listen, my homegirls is rolling GT Bentleys. He got a 97 GT. Come on, my man.
Listen, but Ray, you know.
I got a 20-foot square, 20,000 square foot crib. I got an indoor pool, an outdoor pool. I got an indoor basketball court and an outdoor basketball court. This broke-ass ass.
All right, Ray J, but let me ask you something. You know that Fab jokes around on Twitter all the time.
That he can't joke on me. That is a broke ass. He called me. I let that borrow my Lamborghini for his video in L.A. That's my word. Ask Clue. Tired of being humble with I'm tired of being humble, and I'm tired of being low-key. Now I'm about to pull my whips out. I'm about to show y'all what my crib looks like, and I'm about to roll with my and smack up that talking.
Ray J!
Charlamagne know me. That's my big homie.
My man.
We go way back. Clue, my dudes. If Clue can't squash this, then it's over.
Now, we going to squash it. We need this to end peacefully.
The only that can squash this is DJ Clue.
We going to make that happen.
We going to squash this.
Charlamagne, Envy, Angela Yee, I promise you, I'm going to have Fab call up there, and he's going to apologize to the Breakfast Club. He's going to apologize to me for being a broke-ass I'm gonna throw the keys to Charlotte, man. You can have my ghost. I'm gonna hop in the Cadillac truck and we gonna back to back it. And wherever we see Fab and his crew, we gonna smack them.
No, now Ray, I'm not involved with that, Ray. I want this to end peacefully. You my man.
Ray, thanks for calling, homie.
Man. Ray's my guy, but I'm not riding with him back to back nowhere.
There's a lot more to that interview than
what
you heard.
It's a full interview. It's about 8 minutes long.
And we are going to post it on power1051fm.com, keyword Breakfast Club.
It goes a lot worse, the uncensored version. Just hit up power1051fm.com, keyword Breakfast Club.
And what I was trying to tell Ray J is, Fab ain't no hoe.
No.
And these is the street fam.
No, not at all.
You know,
there's no reason to be fighting over some jokes on Twitter.
We need this to end peacefully.
I understand what Ray J was saying. He doesn't feel like Fab was disrespectful. He said he doesn't feel like Fab comes at other people.
Fab comes at anybody. It's a bunch of jokes, and Fab's not broke. Fab doesn't drive a 97 Bentley GT. I think he has a brand new Aston Martin four door. He also got a bunch of stuff. But hopefully we'll get Clue on the line and we'll squash it out. Hopefully it was misunderstanding. You know, Ray J just got out of jail, so I'm sure he was tight because he just got out. But hopefully we can squash this and get it back to some kind of peace.
Yes, we got to let this end peacefully.